This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's an update on Hurricane Ivan. The storm is weakening as it moves farther inland, hitting parts of Florida and Alabama. Ivan came ashore early this morning. It's been downgraded to a Category 1 storm now, but winds were at 135 miles per hour when Ivan made landfall. There were also tornadoes, and we do have reports of a number of deaths. It is difficult at this point to get a complete picture of casualties or damage, but we will have two reports from two different locations, and we'll start with NPR's Adam Hochberg, who has been driving around Mobile, Alabama. Adam, where are you now?
I'm just off Interstate 10 in Mobile, Alabama, not far from Mobile Bay.
And what have you seen?
At this point, the damage in Mobile looks lighter than people here had expected. There certainly is damage. We've seen broken glass. We've seen some roof damage. We've seen a lot of trees down, power wires down, traffic signals lying in the street. But people here were expecting much worse. There was a concern that this hurricane would come right into Mobile Bay, which could have put all of downtown Mobile underwater. That didn't happen. The storm veered more to the east, more toward Pensacola, Florida. Bad news, of course, for the people in Pensacola, but good news for the people here in Mobile.
And we will be hearing from Pensacola in just a moment. But first, Adam, in your area, what are you hearing about casualties and what are you hearing from shelters and hospitals?
There are a number of shelters that are still open here in the Mobile area. There were thousands of people who evacuated. Everything south of Interstate 10 in Mobile was evacuated. It's roughly a third of the city, as well as communities closer to the Gulf, down toward Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, the area where the eye of the storm actually ended up coming ashore. Those shelters are still open. It's still not really safe for a mass of people to get out on the street. There are a few cars outgoing or out and about now, but there's still a lot of wires down, a lot of trees down. So people will be remaining sheltered for quite a while.
And just very briefly, you do see people out on the streets, a few of them anyway, either as tourists or to see if their homes are still in one piece?
We see some people walking around this residential neighborhood where I am, commiserating with their neighbors on downed trees, and we do see a few vehicles on the road.
Okay, thanks. That's NPR's Adam Hochberg in Mobile, Alabama.